Jay Woodcroft, assistant coach of the Edmonton Oilers, also just named one of the assistant coaches for the under 24 Team North America, joins us now. Jay, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Hey, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I guess maybe a little bit of an advantage in the fact that you and Todd coach together. And so I guess on some road trips or a home stand, like, when do you start focusing a little bit on the U24 team?
Well, you know, it was a huge honor to have been asked. But for me, that's it's in the distance right now. Our sole focus right now is worried about the Edmonton Oilers and how we're going to take on the LA Kings tomorrow night and how we're going to continue to get better on a day-by-day basis. Now, saying that, in the back of your mind, you're thinking about preparing for the tournament next summer as well. But again, our primary focus is on our team and our group right now.
Now, Jay, I know it's a combined effort, the power play, but you're the one who gets to start the video sessions anyway, and then you kind of gravitate to everybody else being involved. The power play got off to a rocky start, but has really been good lately, up top five. You simplified it, from what I understand. Some of the things early on you tried to implement weren't working, so you just went back to basics. Is that what happened, or what changes did you make as a coaching staff to get the power play functioning better?
Well, you're 100% right, Jason. We didn't start the way we wanted to start. We struggled early with our entries and breakouts. So we made a few adjustments there. We mixed some personnel around to get just proper hands in proper spots. The Eberle injury early didn't help us with our hands and where we wanted certain guys. So we moved some guys around after about the fourth game, and it's a full credit to our players who put in a lot of work on it, and they're real professional in wanting to accept new ideas and some coaching. And as a result, in the last 10, 15 games or so, they've been rewarded with some results.
Jay, do you find do you have to tweak the system to the players, or are you confident that the players, just because there's enough skilled guys on most teams in the NHL that they can play almost any system? Are certain guys from San Jose to Edmonton that just function better in certain setups on the power play?
Certainly, and I think you and I have talked about this before, Jason. For me, we don't really rely on set plays or individuals being in exact spots. For us, we want to provide a structure. We want to provide a philosophy of shooting the puck and getting it back and being a retrieval-based power play, not so much a stationary peripheral power play. We want to play on the inside, shoot pucks, get them back, and then re-attack as quickly as we can. I do think that certain individuals are better in certain areas just based on skill set. It's our job as coaching staff to figure out who fits in the best type of spot. I think when Eberle went down in the preseason, that affected our original plans. We worked through the first four games, figured out what was working, what wasn't working, and then we made further adjustments and put guys in positions to succeed. And they've had some nice results. That said, when you have those results, it becomes a focal point for other teams' game plans, and it forces us to get better on a daily basis. I think our guys have done a real nice job of trying to rise to the challenge of being one of the top power play teams in the NHL.
Jay, a great effort for your team in Anaheim, and obviously not the effort you were looking for in Arizona. You did get a good start. You came out of the gates. The Hall line had a great chance early, and then they scored, I think, 5 minutes later. You're probably feeling pretty good about the start the team wanted, which was something that I know that the coaching staff and players have talked about. What do you feel went wrong as the game progressed last night in Arizona?
Well, I thought their group on the other side in Arizona, they simplified some things. They got pucks deep and were able to forecheck us, draw a few penalties, and they gained some momentum off of their power play. While they didn't score in the first period on it, they gained some momentum and put us back on our heels. playing back-to-back in the NHL is a tough proposition. Every team does it, but we've had some guys play big minutes over the last couple weeks. We felt that our effort and try was there, but we didn't have a lot in the gas tank when push came to shove. So they were able to raise their game, and we weren't able to raise our game. And that said, it was 1-1, halfway through the game. We had some power plays that we didn't convert on. We were right there, but ultimately we couldn't get it done. As a team today, we talked a lot about, making sure that we flushed last night, both physically and mentally. And we had a very light skate, and our focus is on tomorrow night versus L.A.
Jay Woodcroft, assistant coach of the Edmonton Oilers, also recently named assistant coach for Team North America at the upcoming World Cup this summer. Jay, you're getting some contributions from young players in the lineup when they've been recalled, or guys like Davidson, who are basically American leaguers last year and given the opportunity to play great. Nurse, Leon Draisaitl, specifically one that, I'm sure you didn't know a ton about him, like most of the players you got here, but he's just fit in very well in that top line on the right side. And I know that Todd tried him, and I'm sure you had some input for a game a little bit at center and then moved them back to the wing. Why is right now the wing just the right spot for Leon Draisaitl?
Well, I think he's had some natural chemistry with Taylor and with Ryan, specifically with Taylor. They without a doubt, when Leon got called up, immediately he's had an impact with those two there. So I think young player, old player, when you're a top player, wherever you play, it doesn't really matter. With those guys, they would like to be surrounded by people that are going to make them better. And I think that they do have a very, very good chemistry going. Leon, for me, is a big body who, when he's skating at the level that he can skate at, is a real horse coming through the neutral zone. He's a horse down low on the cycle that is a very, very tough player to defend. With all those physical attributes, he also has the ability and skill level to pass at a very, very high level. He can pass both on his forehand and backhand. And make plays. He's a difference maker. He's done a very good job in whatever role that we've asked him to fulfill. And as you said, he's played the wing, he's played in the middle, he's played with different players almost every night. And so far, he's done a very good job. As we knew coming into this situation, that he was a heck of a player, but to see him day in, day out, he's been an impressive guy to be around.
The need right now is to get some secondary scoring. Your top line, Hall, Draisaitl, Nugent, Hopkins, is producing very well. Jay, we saw Anton Lander, who's been snake bitten offensively this season in Anaheim. At least I thought he had his best offensive game, created a more chance than we've seen all year, and then but didn't get rewarded for it. But at least had some chances. What do you need to see from your second, third lines now that McDavid is out? Collectively as a group, what more do you need to see other than the obvious scoring goals? What do they have to do as lines to try to chip in and relieve some of that offensive pressure off of the first line?
Well, for us as a coaching staff, we talk a lot about the process. So it's not so much about the outcome of that goal being scored. It's more about doing the things that lines need to do to be successful. So for us, when it comes to all our forward lines, we measure a good shift as being on the proper side of the puck, spending more time in the other team's zone than in your own end. We talk a lot about playing on the inside and coming to support the puck rather than floating to the outside and expecting a pass to come your way. We do a lot of drills to emphasize supporting your line mates and coming to the puck and the ability to break teams down by continually playing on the inside and shooting the puck. So for the guys that have struggled offensively or haven't found the net in a few games, we talk a lot about just those simple processes. And we believe that if you keep doing those things right, you keep hammering on those little things, that eventually you get rewarded with some success on the offensive side of it through goals and assists. But we have done some good things for stretches. It's about continuing to do it all the time. Last night we feel we had some real good chances, especially early in the game. Smith made some good saves, but you have to figure out ways to outwork goaltenders and getting as many pucks to the net as you can and finding those rebounds.
One last one for you, Jay. We saw against Chicago, obviously a tough first period, an outstanding second period. We've seen it against Montreal in a different times. Consistency is the hardest thing, and really a lot of times that's kind of what separates, you know, the good teams from the middle of the road or the bad teams. And, you know, you've been an organization that had a lot of regular season success and even some success in the playoffs. And as a coach, I know you can just keep hammering it home to get consistency, but other than talking about it, like, are there drills you do? What is it to try to instill consistency in your team? Because is that maybe the thing that's lacking the most?
Well, I think we're a young team, and at times that reveals itself. Sometimes it happens in our starts, which has been a real focal point for our group lately. Sometimes I think that it happens late in games when we make the big mistake and it ends up in the back of our net. We're evolving in terms of our coaching staff and how we're addressing these types of situations. We talk a lot about the mindset. We talk a lot about how important every minute, every shift is in a 60-minute game. And then when we've done things correctly, we want to reinforce, that they're, when we're doing it right, and when we're putting other teams on their heels, then we're a tough team to handle. The hardest part is to continually do that on a day-by-day basis. And as you said, that's what separates the top teams from everybody else. That's what we're striving towards. That's what we're emphasizing. And we've seen some good signs, but there's a lot of room for improvement. The good thing for us is that we have a good group, a very attentive group, a group that wants to be the best that they can be, and we're taking steps in the right direction, I believe.
Jay, congratulations on the announcement for the World Cup team and continued success. Hopefully you get a few more victories and one to end the road trip tomorrow night in Los Angeles.
I really appreciate it, Jason. Best to everybody up north, and we'll talk to you again soon.